Welcome to Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. I'm Dave Crooks. Today, my special guest is Carla Knapp. She is the public relations specialist at the Indianapolis Zoo. And Carla, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're recording this on Thursday. You're kind of making a media sweep in the Terre Haute market, and some may have already seen you on TV this week talking about the zoo. And I'll admit, I've not been to the Indianapolis Zoo in a while, so this is going to be a good update not only for myself but for our listeners in the area, because it's quite an asset not only in our capital city but for the entire state.
Yeah, we have families who come from around central Indiana and beyond to come and visit us at the Indianapolis Zoo. And, you know, it's such a wonderful thing whenever we see families coming, traveling from across the area. There's so much to see and do at the Indianapolis Zoo, starting with some of the new things that we have going on right now is our Exuberance Spring Festival. So that's going to continue through April 17th. We still have a few days for people to come out and enjoy that.
And what's that all about?
You know, it is just a celebration of everything spring. So, of course, we're going to start with flowers. There's 13,000 flowers that our staff plants just for this event.
Oh, wow.
So it's spectacular. We're blooming. It's such a beautiful, vibrant landscape that we set for the festival. And then we're going to layer in lots of live entertainment. We have a full lineup that goes every Thursday through Sunday. It's a different lineup every single day. We change out the acts every hour. So it's always going to be something fresh, something new, and engaging for the family.
When you say acts, like music acts or what?
Yeah, everything. So we have bands, folk singers, we have bucket drummers, dancers. We even have a cowboy who is a trick roper. He sings, he does some country singing, but also he does these fantastic trick roping things, and it's incredible to see. So there's really something for everybody.
Well, that's good to hear. So that's called Exuberance, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, we'll mention this right away. If you want to kind of follow along by going to your website, IndianapolisZoo.com kind of gives you a lot of information.
Yeah, absolutely. You can plan your entire visit. That's also probably my top tip for people is to save money. Go to IndianapolisZoo.com and purchase tickets there. That's going to save people it can be up to 50% whenever you purchase your tickets online versus at the gate.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Now, what's a zoo ticket cost these days?
So if you come to the gate and you're paying admission at the gate, it's going to be $32.75 for adults. We also have lower rates for seniors and child tickets. But if you go online, depending on what day you choose to visit, you can, like I said, you can save up to 50%, which is huge whenever families are trying to save money. You know, gas prices are going up and travel costs. We want to make sure that guests are saving money, and we can provide just a wonderful opportunity if you go online and purchase tickets online.
So grandma, grandpa, don't worry if you're not sure about getting on the website and doing all that. Get your teen grandkids in there and they'll probably help you figure it out.
That's right. Grab the neighbor kids or whatever and they'll help you out.
Just don't let them get a picture of your credit card, right?
So,
you know, the thing about the zoo, it's all part of White River State Park. Mm-hmm. And the zoo's been around now how long?
We opened at White River State Park back in 1988. We were actually the very first attraction to open at White River State Park. But some of our listeners today, I think, might remember when the zoo was located up on 30th Street. And that was the Washington Street Zoo. Lots has changed since then. And lots has changed even since we opened initially in 1988. I mean, we have done phenomenal renovations all around the zoo just within the last few years, bringing new experiences, immersive exhibits, and getting people closer than they've ever been to some of the coolest species on our planet.
Is there something unique? I mean, it's a nice zoo, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the better zoos probably in the Midwest, if not the entire country. But is there something that stands out that makes Indianapolis unique compared to, let's say, a St. Louis or some of the other places in our region?
Yeah, what a great question. I think, first of all, whenever you come to the Indianapolis Zoo, we're not only a zoo, we are an aquarium and a botanical gardens as well. All of that is all included for one admission. You come in and you can experience everything. We are the only place in the Midwest where people can get in the water with dolphins.
Really?
Yeah. That is an incredible experience. If you're looking for a way to take your standard zoo visit and just take it up a notch with a one-of-a-kind experience, that something you're never going to forget, go and check out our Dolphin in Water adventure.
So you bring your swimsuit, I assume, and you pay an upcharge for that experience, I take it?
Yeah, it is an experience that you're going to want to reserve in advance. It's one of our most popular special experiences.
Okay.
So it does fill up fast. Go online, IndianapolisZoo.com, and reserve that experience. But then, you know, we're going to give you a wetsuit. You are going to get in the water with dolphins. And a lot of people say, you know, well, I can't swim. That's okay. It's not a swimming experience. You're actually standing about waist deep in water, and the dolphins come up to you. So it's such an incredible experience to meet these animals up close. And, you know, you don't have to travel to Florida. You don't have to travel to the coasts. This is something that you can do in central Indiana, and it's happening every single day.
And is there plenty of room for just spectators to watch that experience?
Yeah, we do have opportunities for guests. If you have a loved one who's taking part in that experience, but you're like, I don't know if that's quite for me, we do have observer passes as well.
Okay.
We also, if maybe dolphins aren't your cup of tea, maybe an elephant is your favorite animal, or a sloth, or penguins, maybe a rhino. We have lots of opportunities for guests to come behind the scenes, meet animals up close, and have these just once-in-a-lifetime interactions with animals. It's a way to take that zoo visit and take it up a notch so that you are having an experience with your family that feels like a full wild adventure.
And how many elephants do we have at the zoo?
It's a great question. We have 5 African elephants in our herd, and African elephants are the largest mammals on our planet. Such an amazing animal. And whenever you come to the zoo, back in 2020, whenever the pandemic was in all its glory, we had opened Tembo Camp, which is Tembo is a word for elephant. And it's an expansion for the African elephant habitat. It also gives our guests opportunities to get up close. You can actually touch African elephants there and observe our staff providing care to these elephants. You can help bathe an elephant during the summer months.
Okay.
It's incredible. So yeah, these are one-of-a-kind opportunities. And a lot of these experiences, things that we offer with elephant chats, we have penguin feeding demonstrations, we have a flamingo mingle, we have a full schedule of chats that happen every single day and are all included with your regular zoo admission.
Typically, what are the hours at the zoo?
That's a good question. So right now, our hours are 9 to 4, Monday through Thursday. We're open until 5, Fridays through Sundays. But as soon as we hit Memorial Day weekend, we're going to extend those hours even further and into the evening hours. That's going to give guests even more time to come out and play, enjoy the beautiful weather that we're having. And we even have concerts that go on into the evening hours throughout the summer. So it's a great way to come out and really enjoy a full day at the zoo.
Now, if you spend the entire day there, I assume there's places to eat if you want to pick up lunch or an early dinner, I guess?
Absolutely. We have eateries throughout the zoo. And right now with Exuberance, Chef has done a phenomenal job with the seasonal menu. So we've got festival favorites, things like brats, burgers. He's got a Carolina barbecue sandwich, things that he's grilling up fresh right at Exuberance.
Okay.
And you can also, we've got treats for the kiddos, for some of our adult guests who might want to grab a beer, grab a cocktail. We even have partners that are offering those opportunities for adult guests as well.
You might have just convinced Grandpa to go now. So,
yeah, we got you.
So let's say you've got a large family and it's like, oh, can I pack lunches and like have a picnic at the zoo? Is that possible?
It sure is.
Okay.
Yeah, we encourage guests, if you want to pack a lunch, pack a cooler, you can keep that in the car. We've got picnic areas outside of the zoo that are just waiting for you right near your car. Or if you want to, say, go downtown and maybe grab something from one of the amazing restaurants downtown, we are within walking distance of most of downtown Indianapolis. And your admission is good for the day. You can come, you can park, just leave the car. Walk downtown. It's such an easy experience across the pedestrian bridge into White River State Park to take advantage of everything downtown Indianapolis has to offer.
Now, we mentioned that the zoo is the first leg of White River State Park. Let's just rattle off all the things you can do as part of White River State Park. Victory Field's right across the street, right?
Yeah.
So that's one of the best ballparks for the minors in the country, and the Indianapolis Indians play there, so that's technically part of the park.
Yeah.
What else can you think of that's part of White River State Park, all right next to the zoo?
Wow, so much to offer. Like you mentioned, the Indians, they just kicked off their season for the spring. We have the Idlejorg Museum, which is an award-winning native history museum. And right now they are featuring a really cool attraction, Warhol's West. A lot of people know Andy Warhol as the pop artist. He's got, you know, the very vibrant, colorful Campbell's Soup paintings. Lots of people know Andy Warhol, but they maybe don't realize he did a phenomenal series, all themed about the Wild West. And that exhibit has just opened at the Idlejorg Museum. So you can go and check that out. We also, right across the river from us, have the Indiana State Museum. Just a spectacular museum. Again, award-winning. They're known for lots of things. I think my favorite is probably the woolly mammoth. You know, I'm a zoo lover, animal lover, so of course I'm going to love the mammoth that they have hanging out there.
And our state museum is kind of a hidden gem. Mm-hmm. If people haven't been there yet, it really is amazing. So.
Yeah.
And there's also the amphitheater next to the zoo. I know there's a lot of concerts throughout the summer months, right?
Right. During the pandemic, they were able to renovate that space and offer just a beautiful amphitheater there. It's all outdoors. You can come enjoy an evening concert there right along the river. So beautiful. And just watch the sunset while you are enjoying live music. It seems like they are adding brand new acts every single day right now through the 2022 season. That begins in just a couple of weeks.
So for people who worry about, high cost of gas and the hotel prices are up and so forth, you really can have a nice long weekend in Indianapolis and park your vehicle at White River State Park at the zoo and go to a baseball game, go to a concert, go to a couple of museums. Have we left out anything when it comes to White River State Park?
You know, the NCAA Hall of Champions is there as well.
That's
so
right.
For my sports fans, you know, you're going to grab an afternoon game at the Indians. Go check out the Hall of Champions. And again, like you mentioned, you can leave your car parked at the zoo. It's all within walking distance for you. Plus lots of shopping and nightlife. It really is a full getaway for the family that is not going to break the budget.
And, I used to serve in the legislature, so I spent 12 years downtown during the sessions. And I've even asked some of my former colleagues, hey, is it still safe to be in downtown Indy? And yes, it is, especially during the day. I mean, there's just not much that goes wrong in downtown Indy, so you can feel safe about wherever you go, especially at White River State Park. You've got plenty of security, and it's just a safe and fun place to be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I really enjoy getting out and walking throughout the city. And it's always someplace that I have felt at home, welcomed. We have people who, you know, it's Hoosier Hospitality.
Sure.
And, you know, you might not know where you're at. You're walking around. Somebody's going to be there to help you find your way. It really does feel like home after a very short time.
It seems to me like everyone's looking for employees and so forth. Is that a concern at the zoo?
We are hiring, I think, like everybody right now. We're just kind of getting going for the season because things are really opening up now that we have the warmer weather again. So we are hiring staff. We're also expanding opportunities for our volunteers. This is really the time of year whenever we're going to see a lot of our adult volunteers coming in. We also have what we call zoo teens. And you'll see a lot of them during the summer months. These are young people ages 14 through 18 who really love animals. They feel connected with our mission of supporting nature and inspiring people to care about animal conservation. So these are wonderful young people that are going to help you have just this incredible experience. They're going to help show you artifacts, maybe. Different animal artifacts that are going to teach you new things, that something you maybe didn't realize about animals.
So if someone's looking to get into veterinary science, I guess, you can probably rattle off better than me all the different long-term careers, let alone what people might study at college. Here's a great way to get maybe an internship under the volunteer label or even as an employee then, right?
Absolutely. You are right. We have members of our staff who started off as zooteens, continued through their internship and are now full-time senior zookeepers at the zoo with us. They've been with us for decades now. And those programs are really great opportunities, not only if you're interested in animal care, but also education fields as well. Those opportunities to help our guests learn more about animals are also great ways for young people to learn skills in people relations skills, human relations skills, and lots of other career fields. That you, anything that you can think of almost is something that you can get your feet wet at the zoo.
So what have we not covered when it comes to the zoo and White River State Park? Is there anything else that people need to know that's timely right now as we get ready to go into the warm weather months?
Yeah, you know what? I think people will probably want to know about the new exhibit that's going to be coming this May. It's Kangaroo Crossing. So some people, if you are a longtime area resident, you may remember over a decade ago that we did have kangaroos at the zoo, but that was a totally different experience. This is something brand new. It's an outdoor habitat, but it's enclosed. So once guests come inside, you are sharing the same space with kangaroos who are hopping all around you. If they come close enough and if they're curious about you, you may even get to touch a kangaroo. Or there's birds that are free flying throughout this space. It really offers kind of this snippet of the Australian outback right here in central Indiana.
I have a dear friend who lives in Queensland in Australia, and he's told me these stories about kangaroos in his backyard. So here you've got them in downtown Indianapolis. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be just a one-of-a-kind experience that perfectly complements everything that we've tried to offer at the zoo throughout the years, getting you closer to animals and providing these new, unique experiences that are unlike anything else that you can have in the Midwest.
So we've mentioned that ticket prices can be purchased online and you can save some money. What about a season pass? If you want to go more than just one day per year, is that an option?
Oh, of course, of course. And our memberships are really the best way to save money. If you feel like you're going to visit the zoo more than a couple times each year, go and check out our memberships, because not only are you going to get 12 months of free admission, also includes free zoo parking, plus you're going to get invitations to exclusive member preview events. Whenever we open up our kangaroo exhibit, our members are going to be among the very first to get to see that. You also get an e-newsletter every month, magazines twice a year that are going to provide you information of things that are coming brand new at the zoo, and lots of additional details about some of these amazing animals that we have here, some of your favorite furry friends at the zoo.
So are you funded by the gate fees alone, or does the state still help out a bit, or is there a foundation perhaps, or where do you go for additional funds when you're trying to upgrade the zoo?
That is a great question. We are actually the largest privately funded zoo in the nation. And many people don't realize we don't receive any tax support, not from the state, not from the city. So we do rely on our members, our donors, and our guests. That admission that you're paying or that donation that you're making, that's what helps us to be able to support our mission, which is all about protecting nature, providing care for our animals, and supporting conservation efforts around the globe.
Okay. Before we give our listeners a little treat here in a moment, which we'll talk about in a second, is there anything else I've left out when it comes to talking about the Indianapolis Zoo and the reasons that people should go there and check it out this year?
That's a great question. I think I really love the experiences that are interactive, things that you might not expect, and that are also included with your admission. They're all free. These are animal chats and presentations. So we have a new schedule every season. We've just started our spring schedule. Probably the highlight for me is the Flamingo Mingle. This is something you've got to get up early. You've got to plan a little bit because it's one of the very first experiences whenever we open in the morning at 9 a.m. You come and we open the gates to the yard and allow the flamingos to come out and mingle around with our guests.
Okay.
They are going to check out maybe the clothes that you're wearing or the texture of your hair or your bag or something like that. It's such a cool interactive experience to be right up close with these beautiful birds, and they have so much personality as well. I think that's probably, it's definitely one of my favorite interactive experiences and something that people really remember. We hear from people who say, you know, I had no idea that you do this, that we did it last summer, and it's something my kids talk about all the time. That's, whether it's our Flamingo Mingle or the chats that we offer with walruses or, for example, our Magnificent Macaws presentation. Where else can you go in the Midwest and see macaws flying through the air, free flying over your head throughout the zoo?
That's a great point. All right, so here's the nice treat for everybody that's listening today. And this program airs on all four of our Terre Haute, Brazil, Rockville radio stations. I have in my hands, thanks to Carla, four Indianapolis Zoo admission tickets, and they're good through December 8th. And we're going to give you a chance to win four tickets. All you have to do, if you go to any one of our four station Facebook pages, so that would be WAXI 104.9. It's also The Breeze, WAMB, or 105.5 The Legend, or 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. Look for the promotional piece that talks about our interview today with Carla. It promotes the broadcast that you're listening to right now. And let's come up with a fun word that the listeners, all they have to do is put this word on the Facebook thread, and I'll pick a winner on each station's Facebook, and they'll win a chance to go to the zoo. Give me a word.
Well, let's go with kangaroo.
All right, there you go. So go to any one of our four station websites. Look for the promotion piece for Focus on the Community for this weekend. Simply type in kangaroo, and we'll pick one winner per Facebook page at random, and we'll send you to the Indianapolis Zoo. But even if you don't win, I think people listening ought to make this a priority to visit the Indianapolis Zoo and check out this great asset that we have here in the Hoosier State and everything that revolves around White River State Park and downtown Indianapolis. Carla, it's been great talking to you today. I hope to see you at the zoo. I think you've convinced me to go take a look again this year.
Wonderful. Come on out.
All right. Thanks again, and have a great day. This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program airs Saturday mornings at 6 on 104.9 WAXI, 7 a.m. on WAMB, AM 1130, 106.9 and 99.5, Sundays at 6 a.m. on 105.5 WVIG, and 7 a.m. on 92.7 WFMB on Sunday mornings. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio station websites. I'm Dave Crooks, and thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.